Hello?
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And let me also ask you, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president?
I'm going to vote. I'm an American citizen. I vote in every election.
Okay. And regardless of how you have been previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Would you call yourself as a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
What?
Oh, let me repeat that question. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Very strong.
And may I ask, what is your age?
67.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your age, like race, white, Caucasian, black, African, American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
I'm white.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very, very, very dissatisfied.
Now, I would like to ask you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Let's start. First of all, we have Janil Bainum.
I've never heard of him.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress?
0.
Just a second. Project 2025.
I have no opinion. I haven't read it, and I don't know nothing about it.
Joe Biden?
0.
Republicans in Congress?
100.
Second, please. J.D. Benz.
100.
Donald Trump.
200.
MAGA Republicans, or Mega Republicans.
100. They're all the same. They're Republicans. And make America great again.
Okay. Lori Chavez, the Remainer, or Chavez, the Remer.
48.
Kamala Harris.
0.
Okay. I just got a question for Donald Trump, because the scale is from 0 to 100. You said 100. 200. Oh, okay.
Well, I'm trying. You should have figured that out. 100.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat? Well, if the
Republican.
Okay.
I told you I'm a very, very strong Republican.
Okay. So
I will never. Just so you don't have to worry, you're not confused about any more questions like that. I will never, as long as I live, vote for a Democrat.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president...
It's 83 days away. It's not very far.
Okay. But if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And I know it's still, well, I'm sorry to keep repeating the same, but I mean, this is like a question, I have to read it like it is. So I know it's still a long way off, so 83 days, you said, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Larry Chavez, Bill Mayer, or Democrat Jeanine Bynum?
Republican.
Okay. And even though you are not supporting Jeanine Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a
zero?
Okay. So no for
none.
Chance?
She's a Democrat. She's a Democrat.
Okay.
I do not support her. They are communists. They are sick people.
Got it. So just to confirm, the option more related to your answer is no chance at all, because the other one
That's correct.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? And
disapprove.
Okay, let me finish the question. And is that a strongly approve, disapprove, or someone approve, disapprove of the job that Biden is doing as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve?
I used to have money.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress? And is that a strongly approve, disapprove, or someone approve, disapprove of the job that Chavez Dreamer is doing his in Congress?
Somewhat approve.
Now, I want to read you a statement that Jeanine Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Jeanine Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Reagan's most per criminal and active victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is so liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job, and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our communities safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her Aunt Perry to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. Beth Bynum also understands that we just tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Duremer or Democrat Jenelle Bynum?
Republican.
Okay.
Democrats now, are liars.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez Duremer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Duremer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat,
you know,
or
what?
Not at all.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
This is a questionnaire for the Democrat Party, and I'm done answering them because this ain't a random survey. The Democrats going to lose, and it's going to be great, and she'll go crying off to her Democrat morons. So I'm done with this. I told you I was a Republican. You keep asking me to vote for a Democrat. I'm done with this. Have a great day.
Oh, but just keep in mind, I will only take a few minutes of your time.
No, just keep in mind, your questionnaire is trying to get me to say I'm going to vote for a Democrat. It's not going to happen. It never will happen. So you have a great day, and you've wasted enough of my time.
Gotcha, but